Erev Shabbos, Parshas Shelach, Tovshin Samaches. Parshas Shelach, we know, is famous for the story of the Meraglim, the spies who went out to Eretz Yisrael, and that's what the bulk of the Parsha takes up. And then we end with a few halachas from when they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. We ended the episode of the Mekashish, the person who was Mechal Shabbos with great intentions. He had altruistic reasons for doing so. And then we end with the parsha of Tzitzis. So Gemara in Seita and Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, which tells us Dorash Rava. Rava explains that Bishar Sha'omar Avram Avinu, by the fact that Avram Avinu declined any gifts, any payment and reward from the king of Sodom for fighting on his behalf and winning the war. And Melech Sodom said, please take whatever possessions you want from the loot of the war. And Avram Avinu said, no, thank you. He declined the offer. And he said, I don't want that there should be a Chil Hashem involved. I don't want that you should say, Ani Hasharti Avram, that Melech Sodom will come later and say, I was the one who made Avram wealthy. The words of Avram was, Imichut V'ad Sreich Nal. I won't take nor a string nor even a shoelace from you in payment for the things that I have done. Because of that, says Rava, Zachu Banav L'Beis Mitzvahs. Since he said from a chut and a Sreich Nal, a string or not even a shoelace, I will take, we were Zeicha to two mitzvahs because of that. Which two mitzvahs? Chut Shal Tcheles, Ritzur Shal Tfilin. We were Zeicha to Tzitzis and Tfilin on account of that Avram Avinu said. Certainly we have to understand what the connection is. Avram Avinu declining the gifts to the mitzvahs of Tzitzis and Tfilin. That's number one. And question number two, and this is already the Re'eim asks, the Mizrahi in Chumash asks this in Parshas Noach. Because in Parshas Noach, after Noach comes out of the Teva, he plants a vineyard, he drinks the wine, he gets drunk, and he's laying there unclothed. And his two sons, Shem and Yefes, come over, take a talis, and cover him. The Pasuk says, Vayikach Shem Vayefes Asasimlo. Rashi points that, doesn't say Vayikhu, they took the simla, they took the garment and put it on Noach. It says Vayikach, says Rashi, Enksiv Vayikhu ala Vayikach, limit al Shem, Shenes Amitz b'mitzvah Yesem Yefes. And this was Shem's initiative to cover his father's nakedness. And because of that, says Rashi, Lekach Zohu Bonov, Letalos Shal Tzitzis. So you see, Shem, his children, his descendants, namely the Jewish people, was Zeicher to a Talos Shal Mitzvah based on the covering of Noach's nakedness. So why were we Zeicher to the Mitzvah Tzitzis? Was it because Shem covered Noach? Was it because Avram denied the receiving of gifts? That is what the Re'eim asks. Was the Teretz? It was both. That's easy to say. But what? Why so? How is it both?
Because you didn't know that the Tzitzis had to be one of Beged. Tzitzis could have been just plain.
Ah. In other words, we could have had the Tzitzis hanging from our heads. Yeah. Oh. So in other words, what you're saying is... Huh?
From your belt.
From your belt loop. Okay, so I think what you're saying is as follows. It's actually pretty meduyik, it's pretty clear in the Gemara itself. And what the Rashi is saying. That what did Shem do? Shem covered over his father with a beged. And therefore we merited to have a mitzvah, which is a beged, which is a talos, which enwraps us and envelops us when we daven. We have it every day, but we're putting on sort of a uniform. We're cloaking ourselves with this as Shem did to his father, he covered him. So that's what we say, the talis shel mitzvah, the talis, the beged. However, Avram Avinu, it says, we was to the chut shel tcheles, the strings. Particularly, we have white strings, and by Avram Avinu, it's additional, the Oshav has to have the blue string, the tcheles string. So that was what we was zeichet to with Avram Avinu. Good, so both are true. So if we understand the Midah Kenegan Midah by Shem, how it is commensurate to what he did, so by Avram Avinu also we have to understand, what was the act, what did Avram Avinu do here that we were zeichet to the Chut Shel Tcheles? So here we're told by Rav Tzadik HaKoyin in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, we're told that what Avraham Avinu was doing over here is he was overcoming any of his desires or any of his thoughts that would start wandering and thinking, oh, look at this, what I could take from Melech Sadaim. It's sort of like the person who already buys the lottery ticket. As soon as he buys the ticket, he starts thinking already what he's going to do when he wins the millions of dollars. He's going on this cruise, he's buying this, he's fixing up this. He already, his mind wanders, and that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person. That he has this koyach hadimyon, and he has the power of this imagination to start thinking about the few steps already ahead of time of what he's going to be doing. And Avraham Avinu stopped it right in his tracks. Avraham Avinu says, no, that's not what I'm interested in. I'm only interested in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted me and given me. I don't want this person to heap on all of the gifts that he wants to. And that's what Avraham showed. He sort of curtailed his the Rav Tzadik calls his chemda and his taiva for worldly possessions and materialism, and says, I'm not interested in that. And for that, we were zeicha to the chutz shel tcheles. We were zeicha to the tzitzis. In the parsha of tzitzis, which we read every day in the Shema, the pasuk right before where it says, "Uzachartem es kol mitzvayis ayuvir the tzitzis," you remember all the mitzvahs. Of the famous pasuk, don't go after your hearts, don't go after your eyes, don't stray after the heart and the eyes, which Rashi tells us, the lev einayim heim miraglim laguf, they're the spies for the guf. They seek out the mesarsim les averis, and they procure averis for it. The eye in roya, the eye sees, the lev desires, and then the person does a sin. The question is asked already, so why if the procedure sort of is, if the order is the eye will see and then the heart will desire, so why does it say levavchem v'acharei neichem? It should be v'acharei neichem v'acharei levavchem. Don't go after your eyes and your hearts. And the pasuk says don't go after your hearts and your eyes. I think the answer is simple, because the ikur is in the lev. The ikur, what the pasuk is trying to tell us, is don't go after your imagination. Don't go after this imagination which the person is capable of imagining the world, imagining tremendous things, and that's what starts the person. Yes, then actually he'll see something and he'll imagine, oh, look what I could do with this and with that, and that's what the Torah is warning against. But that's what the koyach of imagination that a person has within him that can take him to faraway places. And here Avraham Avinu stopped it in its tracks and says, no, I don't want to go that way. I don't want to go in that direction. And he was able to put a stop to it. And with that, we were zeicha to tzitzis. The Gemara tells us over there, what is the tzitzis show us? And more particularly, what is the chutz shel tcheles? It's a famous Gemara. It's over there in Saita, as well as Gemara Menachos. Says Rameyer, manishtane tcheles mikol mine tzivayinim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say put a blue string on the strings of tzitzis, along with the white one, put a blue one? Why was that color chosen? Says the Gemara, Mneisha tcheles doim elayam. Because tcheles, the color of blue, or it's roughly blue, is similar to the color of the water. The yam doim elarkia, and the water is similar to the color of the sky. And the rakia is similar to the kisei hakavod. Okay, I saw already here an insight from Rav Nebenzel. Which it's, I don't know why we don't think of it on our own. What's the color of water?
Clear.
Not blue.
Clear. Has no color.
It has no color. Right. Water is colorless. You take for the ocean, the big ocean, you take a cup of water, it's colorless, it's transparent. You see right through it. So put a blue string on your... Oh, remind you of the water. It doesn't remind you of the... What's the water? The answer is that when we look at the water, it looks blue. So what's the whole thing of the water looks blue? And the sky also. Is the sky blue? The sky is not blue. It's the refraction from the sun that it makes it appear blue. So what the Gemara is telling us is that look at these things that play tricks with us on our imagination. We look at the sky. Oh, it's a blue sky. We look at the ocean. Oh, it's blue, the water. So the tzitzis are trying to remind us, you know what this blue string is trying to remind us? Is look how far our imagination can take us. This is daimed to the yam, and is the yam, the ocean appears to us as blue. And the sky appears to us as blue. So it is trying to put into us is Avraham Avinu knew that the koyach of imagination, the power of imagination could take a person and could be v'loy sesurach levavcha v'rachareinecha. So we were given something similar to also that we could use our power of imagination, which is almost silly in a way, but we can use that power of imagination for the good. And we could say, look, this is blue, what else is blue? Oh, my imagination tells me what appears to be is the ocean, what appears to be is the sky. But I could take that even what appears to be is the Kisei HaKavod. We don't know what the Kisei HaKavod, we don't know what the throne of glory looks like, we don't know what Hashem's throne looks like. It's not a reality, it's something spiritual. Nonetheless, the Torah tells us, the Psukim tells us that it has this blueness to it, and therefore we can take our imagination even to that, and as we could use up the power of our imagination to keep us connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rav Tzadik says, he quotes a Zohar in the end of the parsha that the tzitzis, these ritzuais, these strings are our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzitzis, the string sort of is, it could keep us connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We sort of have a constant connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think, just let's conclude, then we'll answer this question. And I think this is really, no pun intended, but this is a thread that really ties a lot of the parsha together. Because this is part of the fault of the Meraglim as well. The first Rashi in the parsha says, Lama Nismecha, Parshas Meraglim, the Parshas Miriam. We juxtapose the end of last week's parsha, which is Miriam, who spoke Lashon Hara and then was punished with Tzaras. And we right away start this week's parsha with the story of the Meraglim. Says Rashi, Lefisha Lox Aliske Diba Shadibra Ba'achel. She was punished on account that she spoke Lashon Hara on her brother. They saw what happened and they didn't take it to heart. Which means that the claim on them was that here you see what happened. You could have used your imagination. Look, why did she get punished? Well, let's see. She spoke Lashon Hara. Who'd she speak Lashon Hara? Only on her brother. Yet she got punished. What are we doing now? We're thinking about speaking bad, slandering against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land, which he told us is good, and do we think we're not going to get punished? And there's this power of imagination that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us can be used to go, and it can be used also to make that connection, to take the string and be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect us from all of that. And these Rishon HaLevavim didn't take the Musar. And it was the same throughout when they went into the land, they saw the giants. And they came to certain conclusions when they could have come to other conclusions. They saw the big fruits, they could have come that it's a great land. They saw that people were dying. They could have said, look, it's very good. Hashem is making them die so we can go in and overpower them when we go fight the war. All the things which took them could have led their imagination for seeing Hashem's promise in the land, and it then took them the other way. And therefore we end with the parasha of tzitzis. We end the parasha, look at the tzitzis. It was Avraham Avinu who showed how we should have could control and direct our koyach of imagination, and for that we were zeichet to the chut shel Trelas, the strings of tzitzis, which that also has a power of imagination to it, and we can use it for our betterment. Agun Shabbat.